Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Meet you on the air. We'll be talking about what was said in D.C. in the open or televised impeachment inquiry hearing. So how about this? After 3 years and change, here we go with this inquiry. 100 hours of closed-door testimony from 15 witnesses, thousands of pages of publicly released depositions, and it comes down to this, what ultimately is decided, whether the case against the president is strong enough, and if he abused presidential power for personal advantage and gain and went after Biden and did this quid pro quo thing and withheld $400 million, threatened it to the Ukrainian folks who are an ally of the United States after getting that money, permission for that money from Congress. Kate Delaney, just another day here on the show as we kick the can in a couple of different directions. But truly, it really is about this whole impeachment thing. And by the way, the weather. Because I say this show, if nothing else, we don't want to keep beating the same dead horse over and over again. So sometimes we are looking at other things besides the record that keeps skipping. You know when the record keeps skipping? And what do we know about what's going to happen with this hearing? I'm going to dive into that in a second. But because I did hear from many of you that you love it when I talk about the weather, because some of you travel and you have family that live all over the place, and then you're concerned when you see there's been horrible accidents and ice and cold and crazy nonsense, and you want to be up to date on all of that. So 70% of the country is going to experience brutal freezing temps. Brr. So it means bundle up if you are out and about on Wednesday. Records are falling all over the place. And I've said this before. I mean, weather people live to talk about records that fell down. So travel could be tough in 15 to 20 different states. That's pretty vague, huh? Kind of like the impeachment hearings. It could be quid pro quo. We just don't know. So from Texas to New England, what's being predicted is snow and ice that could accumulate. Not so much snow in Texas, but just freezes and warnings, advisories of the cold, cold air. And certainly as somebody who falls into that category of one of those places, I've felt it already. And what's it been like? Just quickly, I'll say this. Nashville was 23 degrees Tuesday morning. The wind chill 10. That was after a high of 63 the day before. 3 million people experienced below zero temps with readings as low as minus 11 in northern Minnesota. Yeah. They expected to get cold, but maybe not this early. So there were flights that were canceled, certainly Monday at O'Hare, 1,200 flights. Originally it was reported 900, but 1,200 because an American Eagle flight slid off the runway, and there was light snow going on and visibility of less than a mile. Wind gusts were horrible, and I think that was one of the things that freaked a lot of people out about what had happened there. And remember, when there's a delay in one place, sometimes that backs up other parts of the country, depending on where those flights are coming or going. And in the Northeast, there were school closings that happened in Vermont, New Hampshire, and New York, etc., and delays in some other places, too, as well. Well, there's no delay when it comes to what's going on with this whole impeachment thing. Adam Schiff, who is really getting after the Perez because he's the House Intelligence Committee chair, said that bribery, first of all, as the founders understood bribery, is what we're looking at. Is there enough evidence to impeach the Perez for the abuse of power and bribery? So that's where his direction has set, and they set up this list of impeachment witnesses. It goes deep into next week, and then it becomes a question of what will the Senate do, and will they take a secret ballot vote, which could be a possibility. But the first part of this is all the people who are going to testify, and some of those people, by the way, are second, third, and fourth-hand information peeps. Which that part, I think, is ridiculous, unless there's some kind of advisory, something else they have that goes much deeper than that. I mean, we're talking about hanging impeachment on a president, whether you like him or not. What is it you have that you can pin to this president? And certainly we've heard the word impeachment, it seems like, ad nauseum the last how many years, almost a decade, because it's tagged to all our modern presidents. It comes up, impeachment, that's an impeachable offense. How many times on this show have I heard that? But the reality of it is if there is an impeachable offense, you got to really prove this out. So the Democrats have their way in getting this to happen and then to ultimately have the transparency of it out in the open after thousands of documents and those closed door testimonies and then all of that being revealed. So this is a big deal for Republicans, Democrats, and for you and me, because we're talking about the presidency, whether it's an assault on the president or whether he's assaulting us. And that's how the country feels. There seems to be no in-between in any of these polls, because I've been crunching the numbers. You know, I'm the poll princess. It really is split down the middle, and that's not a shock to me. Everything is in the middle. Right? Meaning, here's one side, here's another side. Pick your poison. Which direction are you going in? And the White House is saying, listen, these witnesses, at least three of them that you're calling, have information that they're saying is not direct based on what they've heard. It's based on hearsay. Particularly, I think the one they're going to go after is this Laura Cooper, the Deputy Assistant Secretary of Defense for Russia, the Ukraine, who told congressional investigators she had a very strong inference that the Ukraine knew that $400 million in military aid was being withheld by the Trump administration. So she's on the list to testify, but the inference comment, I'm sure, will be attacked in many different directions, because that's not a first-hand recollection. That's not first-hand knowledge or direct knowledge about the call. And the White House is saying that, you know, this is not about having that information. This is about conjecture. And especially when you have somebody who's talking about hearsay and couldn't recall specifics. So her testimony might go in the opposite direction, and certainly the White House is clear that they're looking at least three or four witnesses where they're testifying on what they're saying is evidence based on second, third, and fourth-hand information around that July 25th telephone call between President Trump and the Ukrainian president. Hang with us. We're going golfing temporarily next.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network, or VPN, to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or PureClick Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
It's thinning everywhere. I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas. Riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet? Scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success? And why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen, well, hopefully not, while pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.
Wow, here I am sitting at the DAC, right in the middle of it. I was hoping I'd be out there swinging the clubs with my pal Art Strickland, who's laughing in the background, who is certainly a historian here and can tell you some amazing stories. And for people listening across the country and people listening in Texas, I had no idea, but this club, DAC, is actually historic for lots of different reasons, but it includes the Golden Bear, one of my favorite players, and I'm looking at so much memorabilia of his. Tell us why this is such a special place to Jack, Art.
Yeah, well, Jack Nicklaus, you know, won his first ever PGA championship here in 1963, and he was 23 years old. He had never even been to Texas, really, and, you know, back then he lived in Ohio, where he grew up, and he came to Texas, won the PGA championship, and was so enhanced by the golf course and by the people and everything. And so he always had a great memory here. And so when it came time to redo the golf courses, because courses wear out after a certain number of years, and they turned to Jack, and Jack remembered it, remembered his win here, and gave him a great deal, and has done now the blue and the gold course are both Nicklaus signature designs, and has always maintained his soft spot for DAC, and was here this year to help celebrate their 100th anniversary.
Yeah, and you did a book on the 100 years of DAC, and what were some of the cool things you found out besides obviously the Jack related stories?
Well, sure. The club, like a lot of places, started in downtown Dallas, and back in the 1900s, started in 1919, downtown Dallas was the place to be, and you know that's where all the affluent and all the people, and so they had a 11 story building here. It was DAC and Dallas Athletic Club, and it had, and we've been looking at the pictures today, they had a salon, they had a huge gym, pool, racquetball courts, you know, they really had everything here. And so that's where they were for almost 60 years. And then, you know, like a lot of places, demographics shifted away from downtown. And so now they're here northeast of downtown, but great place, and you know, just the history. But it's very rare, and people in the Northeast may think it's common, but in Texas, it's very rare for a golf club, country club, to make 100 years. Most of them don't make that long, you know. And so the fact that we're celebrating the 100th year anniversary at Dallas Athletic Club, really a special event.
Why do clubs not make it 100 years in Texas?
Well, I think a lot of it is that they're not that old. You know, they start out and, you know, maybe they go, and maybe they will make 100 years, but, you know, they haven't yet. And, you know, so the fact that this club transitioned from downtown, where it was the creme de la creme, now out here, Northeast, where it's still the creme de la creme, but and it's a whole different area. Now there's 36 holes of golf.
Wow.
Now there's a big ranch clubhouse, and, you know, it's a great place, but it's different. But any place that makes it 100 years has to evolve, and this course has certainly evolved.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, I played golf with you at another golf course recently, and you have an incredible game. I mean, you're practically a scratch golfer, so I'm wondering, as you're laughing, I'm wondering, do you have a favorite hole? Is there some kind of a favorite hole here for you, or do you just like the design overall? Because usually there's like a hole,
right,
or there's, you prefer one side to the other.
Yeah, well, the blue course is where Jack won his PGA championship, and that's really the championship course, and so really like the blue course. You know, there's some great holes here. 14 is a short par 3 over water.
Ooh.
With surrounded by woods and everything, so, you know, just a great place. But I like walking in the footsteps of history, and at DAC, there's a lot of footsteps to walk, and that's why it's such a desirable place to join and to play. And people come from out of town because they've heard about it. They'll want to play here, and they'll want to try to figure out, how can I play here, or how can I be a member here and play here?
Well, then all you have to do is call them up
and
find out about that. And I would attest to that. It's been a while since I've played here, but it is an incredible course. And I know that I almost got an ace out here one time. So for me, it was history for me. You might have been walking in my footsteps when you're out here, Art. Art, thanks so much.
Hey, great to be with you, Kate, and great to have you out here at Dallas Athletic Club. Really the creme de la creme of Dallas courses, and a hidden gem for sure.
All right, so for fun, I took a break, and you heard that conversation with my pal Art Strickland. I love history of any sort, whether it's the sporting kind or the political kind or something in between, you know, with different pieces of history. I find it so fascinating, and I say this all the time because growing up in the Northeast, he made the reference to the Northeast, and he's right. Golf courses there, it's more common for them to be old courses that stick around for a long time, but it's different in a place like Texas and some places in the Southwest. What was really cool is spending time there. I got to see these, I love going back, like looking at pictures from the 1900s and the 30s and 40s, and there's this great picture of Jack Nicklaus and his wife Barbara, who I met, I think, two different occasions. I had the chance to meet them, and very nice people. But anyway, you know, his nickname was the Golden Bear, and of course, he won his first big tournament, the PGA tournament, in 1963, and he was 23 years old, and it was so hot that the picture that I saw of him and his wife, and it reminded me of this crazy cold weather we're having and people complaining about that. It was so hot for them that they had a towel wrapped around the trophy that he was holding because they couldn't really hoist it because it was so hot. It was boiling hot, in fact. And a lot of people were complaining about how hot the temperatures were. And another interesting fact about that, when you think of the money in sports now, and some of you complain about that because I'll get those emails, right? But when you think of the money, especially in the game of golf for the men, Nicklaus, for that win in the 60s, in 1963, he won, you ready for this? $13,000. $13,000. He finished with a 68 and 500 par. And so he had, at that time, He had a total of 75,000 and change for the year, and that was behind the great Arnold Palmer for one. So amazing if you think about that. And with the 13,000, because, you know, the caddies get a chunk of the money, or are supposed to get a percentage of the money that the, of course, that the a player wins, and he got a check for $1,300. $1,300. Wow. Which then that would have been, from that perspective, that would have been good. And it's funny in talking about the whole thing with the caddy. I was reading a story about, you know, Matt Kuchar and the fact that he got nailed. There's some ugly publicity about him where he had stiffed his fill-in caddy at the at one of the golf tournaments last year, and the caddy was, you know, was a fill-in caddy at the at a tournament at Playa del Carmen. And think about how beautiful that place is, but regardless of how beautiful the place was, initially, I guess he got $5,000 for helping him earn his eighth PGA Tour win. You know what the prize money was? $1.3 million. Wow. $1.3. And the guy who was the fill-in caddy, David Ortiz, says he doesn't harbor any resentment. But he was asked to caddy for him the Monday before the tournament. He said he jumped in at the opportunity at that opportunity. He met him and they agreed on the payment. So according to that, he would earn $1,000 for a Tuesday practice round, Wednesday pro-am, and then $3,000 for the tournament. You know, an additional $1,000. So you add that up, that's $5,000. Whether Kuchar made the cut or not. But, wow, he went on to win, and he gave him $5,000. And, of course, it's customary to give 10%. So I just wanted to tell you the numbers. You know what the numbers there would have been? And you heard my story about Jack. The numbers there would have been $130,000. Wow. So he said he doesn't have any kind of resentment. But he makes $200 a day, $5,000 a week is a big deal for him, and he said he didn't lose any sleep over. Can you imagine if he had gotten the customary 10% and gotten $130,000? That would have been like winning the lottery. Oof! I gotta say, shame on Matt Kuchar for that. All right, so the music means that I am stepping up and out. Hang with us.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
At the Supreme Court, justices heard arguments on the Trump administration's efforts to end DACA, the federal program that shields so-called dreamers, immigrants brought to the U.S. as children from being deported. 29-year-old Martin Patel Vidal is the lead plaintiff. The nursing assistant from New York came here with his mom when he was 7.
She wanted us to have an education. She wanted us to have opportunities that, unfortunately, in Mexico, it would not be possible. So that's why she decided to bring me to the United States, you know, at the age of 7, which is great because, honestly, I would not be here if it wasn't for her.
Javier Becerra is California's attorney general.
No one is above the law, and everyone must respect the law. We learn from a very early age. There's a right way and there's a wrong way to do things. The federal government tried to terminate the DACA program the wrong way.
This is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you are accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
To the UK to talk in this version of the Author's Corner with Jack Harrison. He has written a book called Memoirs of a Signal Man. You're going to love this book. I mean, it pulls you in like nobody's business. I'm serious. Hey, Jack, thanks so much for joining us.
Hello, good morning.
So let's talk about your book and start right from the get-go of why did you write the book? What made you write the book?
Well, it was 1988 when I had to stop working because of back injuries, and then not long after I had a car crash with a drunk driver, and I was forced with having to remake my life altogether, you know. So I was having to start all over again, and I've always written something from when I was quite young, so writing seemed to be the obvious choice.
So when that happens and then you decide to write, what was the idea behind the book? What made you talk about memoirs? What made you decide, okay, I'm going to do this?
Well, I've always usually written poetry, but I thought, well, I've got 10 years served as a railway signalman. I might as well tell the story of, you know, those 10 years as well as writing poetry. So
yeah.
when I wrote and published Memoirs of a Signalman, that was actually my second book.
Yes. And when you decided to write it, like you said, I think there's things that people don't understand about being a signalman. What is so interesting? What was so interesting to you about being, you know, there was funny tales, there was unusual events. What was so interesting to you about being in that situation?
There were so many different experiences within such a short space of time. Even during the middle of winter, I used to look forward to going to work and being at work because there was so much variety. No 2 days were ever the same, I don't think. There were some quite outrageous incidents that went on, outrageously funny or, you know, and it was just that variety. And it's the sort of thing now where it's all of the past, all the signal boxes that I worked in my area now, they're all being pulled out.
Yeah, so it was a different era. So tell us one of your funny stories. Give us a funny story.
Well, one of them was where the kids used to bounce up and down on the signal wires and the rods. The points which change a track's direction or a train's direction were controlled from the signal box several yards, almost half a mile or more, along rods, as we called them, just like square metal tubing, and that continued that movement out. And the kids used to jump up and down on these at night when they think we couldn't see them. And you'd be sat there, you know, reading a newspaper or doing something in the signal box. And all of a sudden, clunk, 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 you get these kids jumping up and down on the rods or the wires. And I know a few have nearly had a heart attack because of that. The other one was where they used to come on the telephone at a signal post or on a level crossing, and they say, "Is that the signal, man?" "Yes." "And you know what's coming?" They say, "Well, get off, there's a train coming."
and there's so much more in this book, and I want to tell everyone, go to Amazon and pick it up. Memoirs of a Signal Man. We're speaking to Jack Harrison. And, Jack, every place I've lived, I grew up outside of Philadelphia, there's always, even today, there's always been a train in the background, and I find it very soothing. But I also covered, accidents on the railways, and I know that this was something major because of what you had to do as a signal man. And obviously some things happened there, and what was that like, having that responsibility?
Well, we was very aware of it. I mean, there's so much training that goes into it, and different safety precautions that made us, British Rail, one of the safest railways in the world. The main reason that the rules and regulations were almost like a Bible, and rigidly keeping to those rules is the thing that makes it safe. But accidents can always happen because of, you know, certain circumstances. You can have accidents that happen when people don't follow the rules. But there's also the sort of accidents where, say, for example, if cattle get onto the line, well, that's nobody's fault particularly.
Right.
It's just that the higher the speed of the train, the more severe the accident is going to be, I'm afraid. That's how it is.
Yeah, and you went to, obviously, going to signal school, and as you said, it was like a Bible. Did you think you were going to do this for a decade? Did you think this is what you were going to do?
I had no idea, no. I mean, I come from a railway family on my mother's side. My dad's side were always at the sea, but me I've got uncles and me. Granddad, most of them served time on the railway of one job or other. I had one uncle that was a signalman on the West Coast Main Line between London, Euston and Glasgow. So it wasn't unheard of to have railway. I had no idea how long I'd end up spending there, and the only reason why I wasn't on longer is simply because of an accident I had at work.
Wow. And so if that hadn't happened, you say you would have been doing it longer.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I started it.
Yeah. So the back injury, of course, ended that. How many trains, I'm just thinking, how many trains do you think that you clocked by as a signalman in your career? I mean, was it hundreds?
That's a good one. I've never been asked that question before. Thousands and thousands. The signal box where I worked at, the last one before having to retire, it was possible to have 6 trains on the go at one time. That would be 2 in each direction on the main line,
Wow.
2 on the branch, on the small branch up to Fleetwood here, and even 1 in the siding. So it wasn't like that all the time, but some Saturday nights with the... Have you heard of the Blackpool Illumination?
Wow. I just can see these trains in my mind roaring by.
Yeah.
And again, moving the switching the tracks and all of that.
Mm. During the Blackpool Illumination period, with all the, the fancy lights along the promenade.
Yeah.
Well, when we had that season, there would be some days I wouldn't be able to have chance to have some dinner. But once I started at 6 o'clock, it could be busy almost right through to coming off at 2 o'clock, and then the next man that came on at 2 o'clock, he'd be lucky if he got off before 2 o'clock in the morning.
Wow.
And that was a typical Saturday during the Illuminations period. They would come from all around Britain, all sorts of special trains from places like Hitchin or Weymouth, Inverness in Scotland. And we used to get some very strange, strange different locomotives that wouldn't come from around here. So it was quite special to see, some of the range of trains that came in.
Oh, I bet. And we're speaking with Jack Harrison, Memoirs of a Signalman. What do you hope people get out of reading your book?
Well, especially because the signal boxes have all gone now because of the electrification process. They've got the wires up now, and unless you knew earlier, you'd never know that the signal boxes were there. And that I thought, well, it's important that I tell this story. It's part of our heritage. It's entirely possible that the words signalman, signal box, or old woman for that matter, we have signal women as well, and women crossing keepers. And it's entirely possible that those words will go out of the English language around here, at least. And it's just so sad that these boxes were literally pulled down bit by bit. I watched them on a video film. Someone made a video film of everyone being demolished. And I just
Wow.
think it was an act of supreme vandalism not to at least have saved one. I tried to
have
one saved in my area.
Yeah, I agree. And so this is why you should read the book, Memoirs of a Signalman, because you need to know about this piece of history. Jack Harrison, it's been a pleasure. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I don't like to fly, but sailing has good falls.
Cuba Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You can look, but you can't touch. I don't think I like.
Joining us now in our virtual green room is a really interesting woman. I spoke to her last week, and I was thinking about all of what we were talking about in our conversation. So I'm going to let you hear our guest, who's Reverend Marie Tombo, and the name of her book. It's a long title, but the first title you have to need to know is Freedom in Action, A Journey of Discovering Love, and then it goes from there. So, Reverend Marie, thanks so much for coming on the show.
I'm happy to be here.
Let's talk about what it was that happened to you in your life that led you down a path you didn't think you were going to take, and then how you made a turn.
Well, as near as I can figure, on in life, we have things happen to us. And loved ones can say and do things they don't intend any harm with, but we take it the wrong way, and then we react to it. And things that my mother had said to me early on in life, I took as rejection. And the more she talked, the more I felt rejected. And then I decided I didn't want to be like her. So, and I couldn't seem to please her, so as time went on, I started looking for people that would accept me for who I was, and I entered into a lesbian lifestyle. And I knew it wasn't right. I knew there was something that didn't agree with what God had planned. And as he spoke to me and he took me through a journey in the Word to show me what his stance is, and that's in my first book, which is no longer thrown away, I came to know myself as he created me to be. And as we've walked these ensuing 44 years, I've come to love the person he created me to be. I've come to love living with him and learning his joy and his trustworthiness. And I would like for those who are caught in that same trap that I felt I was in, I'd like to know this same peace and soul satisfaction. It's the only place you can find it. So that's what prompted me to write these books.
How tough was it for you to make that change then? And probably there were a lot of people that maybe rejected you because you rejected the lifestyle that you were living for so long.
Well, God in his wisdom, when it was time to take me out of the lifestyle, he moved me away from people I knew. So I moved into a different surroundings and was able to just kind of go along and see, okay, now what do you want me to do and this kind of thing. And so I wasn't in the same group of people, but I you know, as he changed my priorities, as I lived with him and allowed him to make the changes, he changed my priorities, and I was no longer satisfied with living that way. I wanted to live his way, and as the priorities changed, it became easier to accept what he had done with me, and it's just all in trusting him.
And, you know, when we talked and we're speaking to Reverend Marie Tombo, you had such joy in your voice. So, you know, after being one way for so long and then coming back into the life that you're in now, what was that feeling like? What did that feel like?
Well, at first I was very scared. Because, you know, as we go along with him, he will allow us to be tested, to check our commitment and cause, you know, and get us in the habit of reaching for him. And I was tested in different ways, and I was scared. But I was scared in such a way that I went to the prayer group that I was with and asked them for prayer support as I went through the testing. And by his grace, I passed the test. By his grace, I never backslid in this area.
Wow. And again, the name of the book is Freedom in Action, A Journey of Discovering Love. You can get it on Amazon.com. And, you know, that journey.
Freedom in Action is the name of the ministry.
Yeah. A Journey of Discovering Love, Neither Do I Condemn You. So let's make sure everybody has that. Neither Do I Condemn You is the actual name of the book, but you'll see Freedom in Action on the book. So
when you made
the switch, and we're talking about the switch, and you're encouraging others that, hey, you can come back, it's okay, I'm here for you, is that right?
Absolutely. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Sure am.
And it's interesting, too, because we had this discussion that a lot of people that would hear you'd be like, oh, well, are you just rejecting everybody else? And you told me something that I thought was so loving. You said you're not. You're embracing everyone. You're embracing anyone. That if that's, you know, if that's the lifestyle someone chooses, you're still embracing them. You're not rejecting them and throwing them out.
Not at all. Let me read what I have right on the front of the book. Under Freedom in Action, A Journey of Discovering Love. This journey allows us to leave the brokenness and bondage of rejection and move into freedom and wholeness we discover in acceptance of who God created us to be. I am in no way rejecting anyone. I'm loving with the love that God put into my heart to love. that's how I made it out, was because my mother loved me for who I am, not what I was doing. And, you know, and when Jesus got through to me, that's the way he put it to me. I love you just as you are, but I love you too much to leave you that way.
Wow. And when people read this, what do you hope they take away from reading Neither Do I Condemn You? And again, you'll see at the top of it, Freedom in Action. What do you hope people take away?
Well, what I would like for them to take away is Jesus loves us just as we are. And he doesn't like what we do. And he knows that we on our own are unable to get away from it ourselves. So what he wants from us is, as we come to know him, for us to come to the place that we give him permission to separate us from these things that he doesn't like for us doing. And, you know, just like he did with the adulteress that was brought before him, he loved her, named her sin, and provided a way out for her. And that's what he does for us.
And for you as a reverend, what does it feel like now, your life? Because now this has been a while.
Yeah, it's been 44 years, and it's absolutely wonderful. I have found the empty. I have filled the emptiness. I have found the soul deep satisfaction that you can't find in the world. And I mean, as the song, there was a song came out years ago, says the longer I serve him, the sweeter he grows. And I'm here to tell you that's exactly the way it happens. Because as we journey with him, he keeps revealing himself to us. He keeps revealing ourselves to us, and it's very exciting. And as we come to know the person he creates us to be, we fall in love with that person.
Yeah, well, and it sounds, again, like you've had just an incredible ride. And you're in a place in Nevada where, you know, people have certain thoughts about what Nevada is like, but there's some wonderful, wonderful people. It's not all, you know, it's not all like a crazy wild lifestyle. I think sometimes people in other parts of the country get that feeling, and I live there, so I know that that's not true.
Well, you know, God showed me that Las Vegas is not Sin City.
Yeah.
Just temporary status. Las Vegas is Salvation City. Las Vegas is Spanish for the meadows, and it's a place to come to rest and restore. And that's what I'm here for. He's called me here. I've been here since 1991. And I'm here to be used of him to help restore broken people.
Wow, you couldn't have said it any better. This is a perfect place to end this and tell people again, you can pick up the book, Neither Do I Condemn You. You can get it on Amazon.com. Reverend Marie, it's just such a pleasure to talk to you. You can just hear in your voice that love you have.
Yeah, he filled my heart full of love. I know what it is to feel trapped. I know what it is to feel rejected. I know what it is to feel broken. And I know what it is to get delivered from all of that with him. And I want, it's my heart that others would know this as I know it.
Yep. Wow. Again, lovely to meet you and speak with you. And for everybody out there listening, again, the book is Neither Do I Condemn You. Thanks so much for joining us.
Yes, ma'am. Thanks for having me.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen, well, hopefully not, while pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.